Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now, some of you might have noticed there seems to be a running theme throughout my videos recently. I set you guys a light goal and you then proceed to absolutely smash it out of the park. If you saw my community post earlier, you'll know that in under 12 hours, you guys hit yesterday's like target of 15k. I don't know what is happening. This is kind of mad. I think now I've only really got one choice, is to go astronomical. So 20,000 likes, that is the target. Can't even believe I'm saying it, but 20,000 likes. If you guys can hit that really will blow my mind. Good luck, you're gonna need it. Wow. Entitled Mum sticks her head through my service window and tries to steal old lady's ice cream. My boss has no patience for it. I worked at a little ice cream shack over the summer. We get some entitled rude people, but this is the best story I have from there and the most memorable. It was my fourth day on the job and I had just finished the training. My boss, we'll call her Kate, was watching as I took an order for a dad and his somewhere around 9-year-old daughter. They were the first in line. The dad gets a milkshake and the daughter gets soft serve ice cream. No big deal, I get the order out just as we get the 7 p.m. rush, which happens every day. Kate and I take orders and make them like crazy, trying to move as fast as we can because there are 10 people in line. We get down to the last few people and she was just handing out someone else's order. In the middle of me making a hot fudge sundae, a woman sticks her head through my window and starts yelling her order at me. I give the response that I would be happy to take her order once I finish the one I'm already on and to please wait outside. I hand out the first sundae and she pushes an old lady, who was part of the group I took the order of and who was waiting for her ice cream, out of the way and starts telling me her order. I said I had to finish my order I was already on, and she says how it's ridiculous to make her and her son wait in line for this long. I ignored her and continued to make this poor old lady's sundae, and the mum tries to freaking take it. I pulled it back inside fast enough, told the old lady to have a seat and I'd be right with her, went out the back door, and personally brought it out to her with a spoon and some napkins. I ignored the entitled mum as I went back in, almost running into Kate, who just handed out her last order. I came around to my window and the woman starts yelling at me about how rude I was to her and her son. I still haven't seen her son, so I assumed he was in her car. The old lady she pushed out of the way was laughing at her from her table. Kate looks the mum dead in the eyes through her window, leans over the register, and closes the window while she's still yelling. "That's enough of that. No one treats my workers that way," she said, and began cleaning up, completely ignoring the still screaming woman outside. The old lady came up to the window again once the mum had stormed off and handed me a $5 tip. "You're one of the sweetest girls I've met around here. Don't mind what anyone else says." That's the end. The rest of the night went smoothly and we got $40 total in tips that night. Honestly, guys, I'm very fortunate that I've never had to work in retail or in food or something like that, a customer service sort of style of job, because I do not think I would perform very well in this sort of situation. I certainly do not have the patience of people like this. OP, you handled this really well. There's not really much you can do in an event like this. You just have to, you know, deal with them accordingly, but politely. I think what Kate did here was perfect. Just if they're screaming through the door, just close the window and they can't be heard. So what's the point? Then they're just going to go away. But yeah, I don't know how well I would do in this sort of situation. Guys, if you have any stories, like crazy stories from retail or food or, you know, anything like this, dealing with customers, write them down below and I'll have a look through them and maybe include them in my next video, because I know for sure that a lot of you will have crazy stories like this one. Moving on to our next story, get me your supervisor now! Mom, I am the supervisor. So, for some background information, I work in a retail chain and live in the UK, where it is the law that if the person in question looks under 25, then you have to ask for ID for items such as lighters, knives, etc. It is also law that if the person in question cannot provide ID, then you have the obligation to decline the sale. Even if they are with someone who can produce ID and vouch for them, you still have to decline the sale because the person wishing to buy the item cannot produce identification. I hope this makes sense. So, to the story. On this particular day, I was standing at my till waiting for customers. Enter entitled mum and her daughter. The entitled mum put all her her shopping onto the till and I began scanning. She was pleasant enough and her transaction went by smoothly. Having paid for her items, her daughter proceeded to put her items onto the till. She had a dog toy and spray paint. Now, in the UK, you have to be 18 to purchase spray paint. Don't ask me why, because I have no clue. So I scanned through the spray paint and the computer screen turned to red. It informed me that I needed to make sure that the person in question was of age to purchase this. Now, this daughter looked young. I reckon she was 18, but because she looked under 25, I still had to ask for her proof of age. Also, the CCTV is watched over when it comes to items being purchased with age restrictions. Someone is paid to watch over these sales to make sure that I am following procedure and I'm not letting anyone underage purchase such items. If I am found to have sold such items to a minor, I could be looking at being fired and criminal prosecution. So with this in mind, I said the following. Sorry, mom, this item is age restricted. Do you have any proof of age on you? The daughter looks a bit startled, but looks through her purse and doesn't find anything. I don't have ID on me. I must have left it at home. I am 18 though. Sorry, mom, I can't authorize the sale without ID. If you bring ID with you next time, I'd be more than happy to authorize the sale. The daughter shrugged and sighed. Oh, well, I'll come back another time. I'll just take the dog toy then. I was about to scan the dog toy through when her entitled mum enters the conversation. You seriously need ID for spray paint? Yeah, it's the law. You have to be 18.
But my daughter is 18.
She may be 18, but I still have to ask her for ID because she looks under 25.
But she is turning 19 in a week.
Oh, for God's sake. Again, mom, that may be the case, but without ID, I cannot authorize the sale.
That is ridiculous.
Sorry, mom, it's the law.
Stop, mom, it's okay. I can come back tomorrow. We are not coming back tomorrow.
At this point, suddenly, the entitled mom comes up with a genius solution to buy the spray paint and bypass the law.
I'll buy the paint for her. I'm over 25. That means I'm lawfully allowed to buy it.
Unfortunately, you can't because I know you'll be buying it for her. And if I authorize that, it is still illegal.
Oh, that is BS. I want to buy spray paint.
Sorry, mom. I can't authorize you buying the paint because I know you're buying it for your daughter.
You don't know that I'm buying it for my daughter.
Yes, mom, I do, because you literally said 5 seconds ago you would buy it for her. What am I reading?
So you are now lying to a customer?
The daughter tries to drag her entitled mum away.
Mum, leave it.
Mum, I am not lying to you. I'm telling you what you said and what the rules are.
Well, I'm going to go to the other cashier and buy it there.
That is fine, mum. You can try that, but they will give you the same answer I'm giving you because I have to notify them of any customer trying to slip by the rules. The entitled mum, red in the face, managed to slip past her daughter and get right up to my face, press her finger into my chest and scream.
Get me your supervisor now. I'm going to report you lying.
As she finished screaming, I wiped her spit off my face, calmly pointed to my name badge and smiled. And in my best retail voice, I said, "Hi, I am the supervisor of this establishment. I hear you wish to make a complaint about one of our staff. How may I help you?" Her face went from red to purple in a second. I genuinely thought she was about to hit me when her daughter stepped in.
"How much is it?"
For the dog toy alone, that'll be $3.99. The daughter paid me £5 and told me to keep the change. I smiled.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And in my retail voice said, "Thank you for shopping with us today. We hope to see you again soon. Have a great day."
F you.
And with that, the entitled mum was forcibly led out by her daughter. The next day, guess who comes in? The daughter, alone with her ID. For all you young shoppers out there, two things. Please bring your ID with you, it's easier for everyone. And if you have an aggressive parent, please refrain from bringing them with you. Oh, and finally, have a great day. Oh man, with everything that's going on right now, this pandemic across the entire world, getting spat on by a complete stranger is probably the last thing that I would want to happen to me. Couple that with the fact that you were getting abused for following the laws of our country, I can confirm those are correct. Everything OP said about the UK laws are absolutely
correct? Yeah, what a day. Seriously though, like I said in the first story, you handled this super well. I don't really know how you guys in retail do it, but yeah, putting that little voice on at the end, have a great day. What a way to, you know, give her the karma that she needs. The thing I would say is, clearly, I don't know why this entitled mum is so horrible. Her daughter, though, good for her, hasn't learned from her, came back the next day with her ID. That's all that needed to happen. It's not that deep. Just come back the next day, get your spray paint and go. I don't know why the entitled mum had to make such a big fuss about it, but hey, that's being entitled for you. Now moving on to our final story. My mother, who didn't raise me, thinks that she is entitled to a mother-in-law suite when I buy a home. What a title again. Quick backstory. My mother didn't raise me and her parents did. She's always chosen guys and partying over me and my siblings. This is why CPS has taken all three of her kids away. Once I became an adult and joined the military, she would hit me up every couple of months asking me to give her different sums of money. She works, but it's a BS job. Eventually, I asked her why doesn't she get a real job, and her response was, because I would be miserable doing that. Here I get to talk trash to people and have fun. Yeah, that's all good if you can pay your bills, but she can't. She's done the same thing to my sister, who was also in the military. Anyway, I talk to her roughly 3 or 4 times a year. Last week, she was asking me, when I finish school, where will I be moving to? I told her, I don't know. Her response was, well, wherever you go, you know I need a mother-in-law suite to stay at. My response was, no, I don't. After that, I got bombarded with how my generation doesn't know anything about respect, and how I wasn't raised properly. Mind you, I was raised by the same people as her. Also, how my dad wanted an abortion, and if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be here. Oh, what a horrible argument. After all that, I said thanks, but I'm still never going to have an in-law suite for you. Well, enjoy your freaking life, is the last thing she said before hanging up. I'm sure in a couple months she'll call asking for something again. Oh man, yeah, at this point, when you're an adult, it seems that this entitled mum is not gonna learn. I don't know at what point you just say, screw it, I'm just gonna cut her out. It sounds like you almost have done though. I mean, 3 or 4 times talking to your mum in a year is kinda mad. That's not very often. If you can like turn that down to 2, 1 and then none at times a year, I think you're going along the right lines right there. I don't really understand what job it is that she must have where she can talk trash to people. Maybe she's Keemstar in disguise, or maybe she has a Drama Alert knockoff channel. I don't really know. Just trash talking everyone. But seriously, yeah, if you need money, go and get a proper job. Don't sponge off your kids that are in the military. I mean, have some respect for them. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode. I really hope you have enjoyed it. If you can hit 20,000 likes, 20,000, that is a joke. I mean, that's an absolute joke. That would mean that those of you that never, ever like any videos on YouTube would probably have to contribute. If you can do that, I will be absolutely blown away. In the meantime, also make sure you are subscribed to my channel. A lot of people on YouTube for some reason get unsubscribed from channels and they don't really realize. So even if you aren't, well, you think you are subscribed, go and check down below because you might not be. And with that all being said, I will see you tomorrow for a brand new upload.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right, because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1, only from Rust-Oleum.